Yes, and I'm here to share a small testimony with everyone. I was originally asked to share a testimony about just the past week and what we've been doing as a team. But as I was praying and preparing for this prayer mission and also for today, something that came upon my heart was God was actually asking me to share a testimony about how God has led me to this point and who I am because of what God has done for me. And this testimony has actually been a very, I think, something that God has asked me to share at a very perfect time. Because I've heard people who have heard my testimony this week and have said that it's been a great encouragement and a great help to their personal story, their personal life. And I think before I came, even though I felt God tell me to share this story, I was still a bit unsure because I'm not really sure. I haven't really shared this testimony with the people at Pembroke before, but I'm going to try and follow what God has asked me to do and try and share my story with you. So first of all, my name is Singin. I'm 25 years old, and I was originally born in Korea, but I came to live in Wales when I was 2 years old. So my family currently live in Swansea in Wales, and I lived there for around 16 years until I was 18, and then I moved to London for university. And so when I was in Wales, my dad is a pastor, so I was raised within a Christian household and grew up kind of learning about the gospel and what God had really spoken, what the truth was. But as I grew up, I think I kind of fought with a lot of the lies of the world, and what the world was telling me and what the Bible was telling me didn't seem to really fit together. And it really caused me to fall into a bit of a identity crisis, not knowing where I really belonged, not knowing what the truth was. Should I be listening to my friends or should I be listening to the people at church? What is the truth? I really struggled quite a bit when I was quite young. When I went into secondary school, I was bullied for quite a few years. Basically what I heard as I was growing up was I was always different. I was always, in some people's words, strange. And I think as a person who was living in Swansea at the time where there was basically no Koreans or Asians, there's a lot now, but not as much back then. I think I felt quite separated from everyone because I could see the visible differences between me and the kids around me. And so I kind of ended up walking into this life that was very confused. And it went to the point where I kind of just started to hate myself for who I was and how I was different to everyone else. And another quite key part of my life and a key fact of my life that also was a big factor in trying to find out who I was when I was 7 months, I was actually adopted by the parents that raised me. And so when I was in this period of time within my life where I didn't really know where I belonged, I didn't know who I was, the fact that I was adopted made me think that maybe I was just supposed to be on my own right from the beginning. Maybe I'm not really supposed to belong in a certain place. And I kind of lived like that for quite a long time. And, you know, it was very difficult. I started to fall into a lot of depression. But when I went into university, and in my first year of university, I went to a retreat, like a youth seminar conference, and what they were talking about there was how we find our identity in Jesus Christ. What they taught me was the things that you hear from the world are not true. It is all lies. But what you hear from the Bible is the absolute truth. So there is no individual truth, but there is a total truth, and the total truth comes from the Bible. And they spoke to us about who we were on the basis of what the Bible said who I was. And they gave us loads of passages, when God was speaking over Jesus as he was baptized, he said, "You are my, he is my son, I'm well pleased." And this is not just a word that he spoke over Jesus, but a word he speaks over all his children. Jeremiah, I think it was, God says, "I knitted you from your mother's womb. I predestined you. I had chosen you from the very beginning." And it was at that moment where I first realized that, wow, I was not just someone who just came to be, but I was someone who was completely planned and chosen by God. And all those moments where in school I would get bullied and I would spend time on my own, as I came to God in prayer with this heart, all these moments started to flash before my eyes. And then, kind of before thanking God, I started complaining. I was like, "God, why would you make my life this way? Why would you do this to me? If you love me that much, if I'm your child, why would you just let this happen?" But the more and more I laid down all these emotions and became honest with God, even though he knew it, he was inviting me to say it to him, to speak it out loud, so that I was able to find peace in telling him also. And as I spoke, and as I spoke, what came into my heart was not a built-up of anger, but it was actually this peace that I'd never experienced before. And as I just sat there in that peace, I felt the voice of God telling me that even though you give up on yourself, I will never give up on you. And I think that was the moment that kind of changed my life and shifted the way that my life was headed. And God has really taught me, this was back in 2019. So over the space of 7 years, God has really taught me to know what it is that I'm here to do, like what it is I'm on this earth to do. The reason why God gave me this story is not because he doesn't care about me, or because he has nothing to do with all of these hardships as children, but he gave me this story so that when I grow and I meet God and I know the truth, then I'm able to help those who are struggling with the same thing. And what God had really helped me to do was overcome my idea and my kind of obsession of gaining knowledge and gaining acknowledgement and gaining acceptance of the world. Because the Bible clearly tells us that the way we live our lives should not be with the perspective of man, but it should be in the perspective of God. The Bible clearly tells us that when we are living each day, not only are we supposed to submit to our leaders and the people around us, not because they are greater than us, but because that is what God has taught us to do, and that is what God is wanting us to do. And as I grow more and more each day, learning of what God has taught me to do as his child, I learned more of who I truly was. I'm still on that journey. I don't think we'll ever 100% fully be able to grasp who we are in God. But he is helping me to grow each and every single day. And as I look back over my life, as I look back, all these things, all these blessings that God had given me were blinded by the hardships and the trials that the lies of the world had spoken over me. So as I look back, even though I felt alone, God had always placed this loving family around me. The fact that I was adopted into a Christian household, my dad being a pastor, is by no means a coincidence. And the fact that he brought our family to Wales and into the UK is by no means a coincidence. And the people that he helps me to meet along the way is by no means a coincidence. And I think what I realized was, wow, God, you're so amazing. You're so great. Because who would have imagined that this child at the age of 7 months, who didn't have a mum or a dad, was taken into this God-fearing family in order to help those in the UK who are struggling with the same identity crisis, the same idea of who they truly are. God has really poured out his heart for the next generation within my life. And I think this kind of journey that God is taking me, even though it's been so amazing up until now, I know the greatest is still to come because his story just keeps getting better and better. And so I'm so expectant of what God will do, and really want to be a voice of hope and a voice of comfort to those who may feel like they have no way out. And I feel, even when I'm in this prayer mission in Pembroke, I meet a lot of people who are around my age, younger or older, who are going through real big struggles within their lives, whether it be in relationships or within their personal lives. But I think the only really thing that I can really do for them is pray over them and to really speak the truth over them. And that is only, I'm only able to do so because God has helped me to experience that truth, that that love. And I no longer look towards what happened when I was younger, and because that is all aside now, but I just look for today and to what God is planning for me up ahead. One of the I think one of the most moving teachings that my pastor taught me was a Christian life is not meant to be looked back upon. A Christian life is meant to be looked forward to the mark that God has placed for us and to run towards it. And I've really felt like that my story has helped to help others in walking the same way, and encouraging them in doing so. And I'm just very grateful that he has given me this opportunity to share my story with everyone, and hope that it can minister to you at a very personal level. Yes, thank you.